Tonight's Chabura is Lili Nishmas, Sid's mother. One second. You have it? I don't have it for me. Krendel Bas Miriam? That makes more sense. Krendel Bas Meir, and the Shamash have an Aliyah. And it's also a schus refuah shlema to Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Basya, who is a Talmud Chacham, a Tomech Torah, Lomei Torah, Yerushamayim, a person who's very young, seven children, who was just diagnosed with a very difficult diagnosis in Florida, and Amir Tzashem, our Torah, and if anyone, I can urge the Tzibur, if anyone could just pick up any hakpados or any chumros, anything that you can do for an extra schus for this person. It's a person that I can say I personally admire, and a very special member of the Boca Raton community, and really needs rachmei shemayim. Is a very difficult prognosis. And Birtz Hashem, Shef Siyata Deshmaya, and Pesha Asura, Pesha Hitter, Birtz Hashem should go away very quickly. So we're now starting a brand new topic. The issue of Kiddush HaChodesh. A new part of the Mishnah, things start to flow these days. Mishnah, we're over the hump. We're in the second part of the Mishnah, and the Gemara goes as follows: Ibra Chodesh B'Shloisha, to decide to add a day to the month. A month, according to Halacha, has to have at least 29. I'm going to call it 29 and change. 29 and Yud Beis Shos, then whatever Chalakim. 29 and change. At least. However, a month could also be 30 days, if it's a pregnant month, if it's an Iber month. But it can never be more than that or less than that. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah discusses, there are certain times that Beis Din had to decipher whether or not to be Ma'aber the month. We're going to talk about discussions when Beis Din had to decide to be Ma'aber the month, which means to add an extra day. As Rashi explains, they never were ma'aber less than 4 months during the 12th month of the year, and they were never ma'aber more than 8 months during the year. They were never ma'aber 9 months. So the Gemara says there were different cheshbonos that they had. They kept track of which months to be ma'aber, which months to add an extra day, and which months not. And they had to sit down as a Beis Din to discuss that, and actually to be ma'aber that, and to be mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Ibra Chodesh B'Shloisha. How many Dayanim do you need for deciding, for the process of adding an extra day? 3. So the Gemara says, Ibra Chodesh B'Shloisha Chishiv Loiktani, the Cheshbon is the calculation, the Cheshbon, that doesn't need a Maisa Beis Din. That doesn't need all three members. Kiddush Loiktani, and also to be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, apparently also doesn't need a Beis Din. All you need is for the actual adding on extra day of last month, not to be Mekadesh a new month this month. Okay, interesting. So is that true? You don't need a Beis Din for anything? Ela Iber Loy Lekadesho Umemela La'aber. So the Gemara says, if you don't need it for Kiddush, you don't need it for anything else, so then what? Just don't be Mekadesh last month. What do you need a Beis Din for? Just let things continue. And don't be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. And what? Memeil Aber. So then what's it going to be? It's not the new month yet. So then what is it? It's just an extra day of the last month. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, you got it wrong. We read the Mishnah wrong. Tani Kiddush HaChodesh. You're right. The Mishnah is talking about what needs three Dayanim. What needs three Dayanim is the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Brisa supports this. Tanya Nami Hachi, Kiddush HaChodesh, the process of sanctifying Rosh Chodesh needs three Dayanim, Ve'ibur HaShana, and the process of adding on an extra month during the year needs three Dayanim, B'Shloisha Div Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Amar Rava Va'ibur Ktani. So Rava says, one second, Abayi just pulled a fast one on us. We thought that the Mishnah says Iber B'Shloisha. Says Abaye, it doesn't really mean Iber. You really don't need any Dayanim for Iber. Why? Because Just don't do anything. Shev al ta'aseh and memeilu la'abri. And it's going to be ma'ubar on its own. So why do you read the Mishnah? It says, Abayi, switch it. It says Chiddush, it doesn't mean Ivra. And really, what needs three Dayanim? The sanctification of Rosh Chodesh. But the actual Uber process can actually be Memela. Just don't do anything and it'll automatically be Uber. It'll be an added day for him. Amarava, but Rava says, it's a very nice answer, Abayi, but that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says Iber B'Shloisha. V'ha Iber K'tani. The Mishnah stated Iber. Ela Amarava, so Rava says you got it wrong. I can have an answer to our question and still read our Mishnah with the Girsa of Iber. How do I have it? Ela Amarava, Kiddush B'Yoyim Iber. If you're Mekadish HaChodesh on the Yoyim Iber, what's the Yoyim Iber? What's the Yoyim Iber? The Yom that potentially could be Me'uberes, which is day 30. The longest day that a month, longest amount that a month could be. If you're Mekadesh on day 30, which ultimately means what? That this is going to be a chaser month. That Rosh Chodesh is going to be early this month. Kiddush b'yom iber b'shloisha. Then I need three dayan. Achar iber. But if the Kiddush is happening when? On day 31. So then, meaning last month was a Chodesh Muberes. Leka Kiddush. Then you don't have three dayanim. It happens automatically, similar to the logic that we just mentioned. What do you need a kiddush for? And that's how you read our mission. The mission never meant that you need three dayanim for the process of adding an extra day. The mission meant you needed three dayanim for kiddush achoydesh. When do you need kiddush achoydesh? On the yom iber. That's what the mission meant. Kiddush b'yom iber b'shloisha. Kiddush shalei b'yom iber. It's automatically resh chodesh. You don't need three dayanim. Umani. And who is this? How does Rava support his opinion? Fascinating. It's already a debate in the Tanoim. Now, listen to this. This is unbelievable, this Braisa. Every option in the book of how you make Rosh Chodesh and when you make Rosh Chodesh exists amongst the variations of the Tanoim, as we're going to see in a second. Umani, and who's the opinion, says Rava, of our Mishnah that says Kiddush B'Yom Iber, if you're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh to be on day 30, which means last month is a chaser, then you need three dayanim, and if you're not Mekadesh on day 30, you're Mekadesh on day 31, you don't need anything, you don't need the Mishnah, you don't need the dayanim, I mean, says the Gemara, Reb Elazar ben Tzadok. What's the opinion of Reb Elazar ben Tzadok? It's Tanya. Reb Elazar ben Tzadok Oimer. Reb Elazar ben Tzadok says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Imlo nira bizmano, if the new moon was not seen in its zman, ein mekadshin oso, so then Bezdin does not have to be mekadosh the chodesh. They don't have to say mekudosh mekudosh. Why? Says Reb Elazar ben Tzadok. Ultimately, if it's lo nira bizmano, which means when's Rosh Chodesh going to be? Rosh Chodesh is going to be on day 31, says Reb Elazar ben Tzadok. So then you don't need to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Why? Shekvar kodshu b'shamayim. Because automatically it's Mekudosh. Because what do you need Bezdin for? Shkoyach Bezdin. You know, we don't pay you the big bucks for doing nothing, says Reb Elazar ben Tzadok. We need you when we need you, but now we don't need you because of course it's Rosh Chodesh Shkoyach. You're not saying any Chodushim anymore. No pun intended with Kiddush HaChodesh. Oh. Rav Nachman Omar, so that's the opinion of Rav, okay? Rav Nachman Omar, so Rav Nachman wants to explain our Mishnah as follows. Kiddush achar iber b'shloisha, b'yoyim iber leka kiddush. Exactly the opposite. Rav Nachman says, no, I could also read our Mishnah, and also attach the din that you need three dayanim for what? For kiddush achoydesh. Yet the Mishnah says, like Rava asked on Abayi, Iber needs three. It meant on the day of Iber. And how do I read the Mishnah? Says Rav Nachman, Kiddush b'yoyim Iber, loitzar shloisha. If you're being Mekadosh HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh is going to be on day 30. I don't need three dayanim. But if it's the next day, shaloi b'yoyim Iber, so then I need three dayanim. Exactly the reverse of the last opinion of Reb Elazar ben Tzadok. Day 31 needs three dayanim, and day 30 doesn't need three dayanim. What's the logic? So the Gemara says it's already in the Tanoim. Umani, listen to this name. Plema. This is Shitas Plema. Who's Plema? Desanya, Plema Omer. Plema is of the opinion, Bizmanu in Mekachin Osoi, Shaloi Bizmanu Mekachin Osoi. When do you need to be Mekadosh? When does Bezdin have to say those famous words, Mekodosh, Mekodosh? That's when they're being Mekadosh on a day that's not normal for them to be Mekadosh. Rashi says the Lashon in Plemo. Look at Rashi halfway down. Diramasko Plemo, Omer Bezmane Mekadoshin. Also look at what Rashi says. She'ein tzarech lasos chizuk ledovar sharei bezman oba. Meaning in a case where Bezdin's trying to change the situation, it's not a normal situation, so then Bezdin has to actually get a convene, they have to get three dayonim, they have to go through the process, the procedure, mekudosh, mekudosh, tzrichim chizuk, this is an odd month, it's actually 31 that's going to be Rosh Chodesh, and not 30. But if it's a normal Rosh Chodesh, if it's a classic month, 29 and change, and now the next day, the next month is 30, it's things as usual, says Rashi, she'ein tzrich and chizuk. They don't need an extra, that month doesn't need an extra chizuk, an extra support. So then you don't even need a kviyas bezdin, you don't even have to say, mekudosh, mekudosh. Zanya, play me, omer bezman me mekachinoso, shalom bezman mekachinoso. Ravashi omer la'olam chishuv ktani. Ravashi says, no, we got it all wrong. Really, the Mishnah was talking about cheshbonos, the Bezdin meeting about deciding which months to do, but not to be kaveya anything. Not to actually say the process of mekudosh, mekudosh, to be mekadosh anything. The Mishnah was talking about chishuv. Umay ibur, chishuv de ibur. We have to have three dayanim when we want to make cheshbonos, whether or not to add an extra month to discuss the cheshbonos of whether or not this month needs an extra day or doesn't need an extra day. If it's chishuv, so then why didn't the Mishnah actually say chishuv? Why did the Mishnah say ibra chodesh b'shloisha? Says Rav Ashi, very simple. Because, again, he's saying chishuv di ibur. When do you need three dayanim? When the Bezdin is sitting and drinking coffee and discussing, do you think we need an extra month? Do you not need it? Not for the kiddush process, not for the ibur process, but for the actual cheshbonos of calculating whether or not you need an extra day. That's what needs three dayanim. Says the Gemara, so then why did the Mishnah actually say ibur achodesh? It should have said chishuv. So says Rav Ashi, I'll tell you why. Because the line before the Mishnah had to say, the next line the Mishnah has to say, Ibra Shana needs Shloisha. So we wanted to keep the same terminology, Ibra Shana, Ibra Chodesh, but really what it meant by a monthly basis, it meant the Cheshbonos. That's Rav Ashi's answer. Well, no, because the Ibra Shana is going to actually have to be the procedure, as we're going to see. Yeah. So the Gemara says, and whose opinion is that? Rav Ashi Amar Lolam Chishuk Tani Umay Ibri the Chishuv Ibr Va'idik Va'il. It's the Ibr Shana Tananami Ibr Chodesh Chishuv Chodesh in Kiddush Ibr Chodesh. What am I saying? Umay Ibr Chishuv the Ibr Va'idik Va'il. It's the Ibr Shana Tananami Ibr Chodesh Chishuv Chodesh in Kiddush Chodesh Loi. Meaning the Cheshbon of whether or not you need an extra day that needs three dayanim. But what? Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't need three dayanim. Doesn't need three dayanim ever? The process of being Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh doesn't need a Bezdin? That's the Gemara? Yeah. Money, Rav Lozer. Desanya, Amar Rav Lozer, is another opinion. Fascinating. So many opinions about how to be Koveya Rosh Chodesh. Desanya, Rav Lozer, Omer, Bein Bezmano, Bein Shalom Azvano, whether or not Rosh Chodesh is going to be day 30, whether or not Rosh Chodesh is going to be day 31, Ein Mekachinoso. They don't need to say the process of Mekudosh Mekudosh. Shenemar, and he has a drasha. The pasuk says, "V'kidashtem eshnas hachamishim shana, shonim ato mekadosh." For Yovel to be mekadosh the day year 50, so you have to be mekadosh through. You should be mekadosh through Bezdin, but shonim ato mekadosh v'i ato mekadosh chadoshim, and you don't need the process of Mekudosh Mekudosh for months. Yeah.
Abaye and Rabbos, the 3300s. The 300 of the common era. So they had the Sanhedrin until 200 years earlier. So the Shonim Achleisim on what the Sanhedrin did.
Excellent question. And I have a question.
Or there were different shitos throughout the time of the Sanhedrin. Throughout the time of Asher Kenzo, like, oh, it might be the same Achleisim.
I have a further question. Were they discussing Kiddush Alpi Re'iyah even up to the Zman of Abaye and Rava? That's something we also have to discuss. The Rambam says yes. The Rambam says yes, but the Rambam also says you need the Beis HaMikdash. So these are all discussions. You're right. These are questions of what happened historically. What 100%? Right. 100%. Right. The Rambam says in Perish Mishnayis and Tainis that they in Rosh Hashanah that they kept Tisha B'Av in the second base of Migdash.
There's
a machlokes. The Gemara Pesachim, Rabbi Yudah ben Sera, Pesach Shachal B'Shabbes. What do we do? What I don't know. All the Achronim ask your Kasha. What did you do last year? What did you do the year before? I don't know. Ask your Zaydik. Go back to the Bavli and.
So
some siyata d'shmaya that the Rebbeinu Shlom said, okay, I think it's time to make a Sanhedrin, Dav Yirma Beid, and discuss this topic. And it's a good kasha. It's an alta kasha, yeah.
Excellent.
So Rebbeinu Shlom, we just learned a Gemara. But this is an unbelievable Gemara. Basically, the kasha is, what in the world is going on? Exactly what you're asking. And to understand Pashup Shah in this Gemara, in my opinion, you need a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch really opens up this Gemara, and his gadlus, he was mechavin to a Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, but he really, really explains to us exactly what's going on over here. Because, as what Dr. Bacon's asking, I don't understand, we're brought up that we need a Bezdin, you have to be Mekadosh HaChodesh, what's going on over here? So Edim don't have to come? So that's a story only according to some Tanaim? What's going on over here? You don't need Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah? What happened to the whole story that we learned as kids when Edim saw the moon and they came in? And this Gemara seems to like wipe it out. Sometimes, maybe, this day, not that day. According to some Tanaim, not this Tanaim. What in the world is going on here? How do you have... I just have a basic question. How do you have a whole Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah once you learn this Machlokes Tanaim? What in the world is going on here? It sounds like from our Gemara, black on white, that this whole thing is optional. This whole thing is sometimes, maybe, according to some, never. Okay, is that possible? Machal Shabbos? Excellent. These are all Gevaldic questions. So let's see the Minchas Chinuch. So let's get there. Yeah. So comes along Michas Chinuch. And Michas Chinuch really did an unbelievable job here. So that's a great question. So the Michas Chinuch in here is in Sifkan Beis, but I'm nervous to say that. Here, it's the Hinei Mitzvah Zushal Kiddush HaChodesh. Let's start from let's cut Ulechaira. You see from Ulechaira? Dibra Masa Ulechaira? The paragraph of Ulechaira? You have the same print as me. The bottom paragraph on the first column. Ulechaira Latanoim Disavri Divyoim Shleish Shem Emekach Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Disavri Emekach Shem Klal Achodesh Im Kain Lo Sviru Luklal Din Zed the Mitzvah Lakadish Al Pi Ariya. Michas Chinuch is writing a commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch. What's the Sefer HaChinuch writing a commentary? He's writing a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He's writing a Sefer HaMitzvahs to his son. He wants his son to be aware of every... We don't know exactly who he was. Some speculate that he was the Ra'ah, but that's been challenged. We don't know 100% who it is, but we know that it's a father that wrote to his son to basically be familiar with all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Dalet and Parshas Bo decides to write the mitzvah, one of the first mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and that's done through, classically, that was done through Edim seeing the moon, and they came to Bezdin, and then Bezdin was checked them out and said, Mekadesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Says the Minchas Chinuch, but wait a second, didn't you learn Sanhedrin Yudim and Beis? According to all those Tanoim, this mitzvah cannot be counted in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's no mitzvah to be Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah. It's optional. It depends when. Sometimes. According to some Tanoim, it doesn't even exist at all. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Tosefta, Eim Kadosh Klal Chodesh, and Gain Lois Tzvirulu. Klal Din Zed, the mitzvah of Kadosh Al Pi Re'iyah? So he doesn't have this mitzvah? Vim came with the Hu, Ein Yoishvim, Bezdin, Klal Yom Shloishim? So on day 30, they don't have, Umitzapim Le'edim, they don't wait for him? Rak Mashkichan Al Cheshbin? What happened to the whole Din of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah? This whole mitzvah that Sefer HaChinuch is telling us. Basically, our question, what in the world is going on, asked the Minchas Chinuch. Ube'emes mevur kamapamim, it's throughout the Torah. The mitzvah la bezdin la kabbalah is a chodesh. It's a mitzvah for Bezdin to receive the Edim and check them out and to be Mekadosh Alpi the Edim. Like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Chavav, HaKodesh HaZalachem, exactly what you just said. The Rabbanu Shalom showed him with an etzva, this is the moon that you should be Mekadosh. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly how it would look, and this is what he showed him. You see, that's the mitzvah. What? There's a person who's chaylik on that whole parsha in the Torah, parsha's bow? And the Gemara even says on day, that the Gemara has a whole issue that they were Mechal Shabbos, like you brought up, Abe. And the Gemara talks about a case where Yom Shloshim Ve'echo was Chal on Shabbos. The mitzvah L'kadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, and it's a mitzvah for the Eidim to be Mechal Shabbos. And this in the Tishrei, to make sure to drive a car, to make sure to get the Bezdin on time, that the Mekadosh, says the Gemara 131, was full out on Shabbos. Oh, and according to Michas Chinuch says, the Gemara should clarify there, oh, it's going according to who? To Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok says, that's a mitzvah lekadsho. What, the Gemara never says boo about it. The Gemara says, the challah is for Shabbos. The Gemara never says it's going according to one of the Tanoim that we just list out. But Michas Chinuch says, doesn't make sense. We missed something, says the Minchas Chinuch. We're wrong. It's not totally in this. The Zesha Yomru Bezdin Mekudosh, he mitzvah bifnei atzma. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a fascinating finish. There's two halachas. There's one mitzvah for Bezdin to make the proclamation and say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Now, there is a machloikis tanoim in our Gemara when that mitzvah applies. Do they have to say it? Do they not have to say it? Some say they should always say it, whether it's on day 30 or 31. Some say only on 30. They should make the announcement. Some say only on 31. Not on whatever, both, none. Is there a mitzvah? Is not a mitzvah? That's what our Gemara is talking about. V'zeshi omer bezdin mekudosh hi mitzvah v'neyatzvah v'yalfinu lo mipasa tikru also. You have to make a proclamation of Rosh Chodesh. U'bezeh pligi, and that's the hour machloikes tanoim. Chad omer de mitzvahs amiris mekudosh dafka bezmano. When is the mitzvah for bezdin to proclaim it? On day 30. V'chad omer dafka shalei bezmano. And Plamo holds, no, it's only on day 30 on is the mitzvah for the announcement. Aval mitzvah lekadesh ala re'iyah. But to receive the Edim, for Bezdin to question the Edim, to actually figure out when is Rosh Chodesh without the proclamation. He mitzvah sheyikavu Bezdin hachodesh al pi Edim sheyiru asalavonu. That's not up for grabs. That's not up for debate. That's something that the Sefer HaChinuch is going to count in his minyan ha-mitzvahs. That's not a machlokes tanoim. Edim should always come, and Bezdin should have a din Torah and a question and a cross-examining of this witnesses, when is Rosh Chodesh? And that is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, whether or not there's a mitzvah to proclaim it or not. Even if you hold there's no mitzvah to proclaim that day, Bezdin will still go through the process of accepting the Edim and receiving Kabbalas Edis on Kviyas HaChodesh. What the Minchas Chinuch to be mechadish to us is that there's one thing called Kviyas HaChodesh, setting up which day through Edim is going to be Rosh Chodesh, and then there's another thing called Amiras Mekudosh Mekudosh. Bezdin announcing a separate mitzvah. Oh. No, that's Chishuv De'Ibur. That's Chishuv De'Ibur. So now, I think you're right in the words of Rashi. When Rashi talks about everything in the Gemara by Kiddush, Rashi says, his language is Amira. Amira. Where does Rashi say it? Ein Omrim, in Lachar Ibar. Biyom Lamav Echad, Ein Omrim Bo Mekudosh Mekudosh. The whole din in Torah, the whole din in our Gemara is when Bezdin have the separate mitzvah of saying the words Mekudosh Mekudosh. But says the Minchas Chinuch, but if you want to know, is there a mitzvah to be Mekabel Edim only on day 30 or on day 31, or never, that's never up for debate. Avada, there's a mitzvah to be Mekabel the Edim. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says, I just saved all of Shas, basically, with this question, and jived Rosh Hashanah to this. But apparently, the Minchas Chinuch was not the only opinion out there. Look at the next paragraph.
Can you bring
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly what he said. No, it's chal. It's chal, but you just... What? That's what he's saying. He's saying, Avadat Rosh Chodesh. Oh, you want to know if they didn't have the Kabbalah Sa'edis. So it depends which Tan. Meaning, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok will say, no, so it is Chal, but there still is a mitzvah even afterwards. The Rambam writes, there is a mitzvah to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh L'Mafreya. Meaning, let's say Edim never came in, and it's a week into the next month. So we knew which day it was. So the Rambam says, you still have a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Al-Piriyah, and the Rambam says the day can change. Meaning everything could go up in the air. The Rambam says, like, you could basically change what day was Rosh Chodesh based on the Haggadah Seder afterwards. So that mitzvah is going to still exist. So then you have that mitzvah. So, but again, if it was 30 and we assume that it was day 31 because no one came in, so that's the way we'll still be knowing Rosh Chodesh on that day. But what the Mechatz Chodesh is being Mechadesh is irrespective of why my opinion about being Mechadesh Al-Piriyah, I always should be Mechadesh Al-Piriyah, whether it's 30 or 31. Whatever, depending on what the Edom have to say when they saw the new moon. But that might not be the same thing as when there's a mitzvah to actually make the proclamation, and there's an independent mitzvah called proclaiming Rosh Chodesh. But the Yaris Dvash... Right, that's true. There's reasons. Right, that's true. Bezdin could go against the Edom if they find it necessary, as we'll see in the Gemara. But we're talking about a situation where they didn't find that necessary. The Yaris Dvash, who's Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, in his Sefer Hadrush, he asked this question. Sheikshe, my mitaret hashas, the Gemara that you quoted earlier, the Gemara says that there was a case that the Edom had to be Mechal Shabbos, and the Gemara is saying, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah asks, well, what's the case? If it's day 30 and it's Chil Shabbos, so the Gemara says, so what? Bezdin has the capacity to go against the Edom, like we just said. So the Gemara says, why have to be Mechal Shabbos? Just make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow, and just don't make these Edom drive a car and ride a horse and just leave it, and it's fine. So the Gemara says, why do we even need Chil Shabbos? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chof and Aleph asks, what was this Chil? This Chil was not necessary. So the Gemara answers, the Maskana was, no, it was Edom that were coming to be Mekadesh Al-Piriyah on Yom Lamed Aleph, on the day 31. That wasn't an option anymore. So what? You see what? That even though we knew it was Rosh Chodesh, we knew anyways, still, there's a mitzvah to Mekadesh Al-Pi. So, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. That Gemara is not only going according to Plamo. That Gemara is not going against Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, who holds that there's no mitzvah to be Mekadesh Al-Chodesh if it's Shaloi Bezmano. No, that's talking about just the same Mekudesh Mekudesh. But Avada you have to. Says the Yaris Vash. What? You have a Mishnah against Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, asked the Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz. But the Gemara never said boo about that. Namely, what's Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz asking? The Minchat Chinuch's original kasha. How does that Gemara say, without issues, without hesitation, that it was talking about 31 that was Chal on Shabbos, and the Edom had to drive a car? Says Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, what do you mean? But that doesn't work according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok. Now you have a Mishnah going against Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, and the Gemara never said anything about this Mishnah not being according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok that holds that you're not Mekadesh Shaloi Bezmano, so they should not drive a car according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think the Yaris Dash is totally wrong. He learned the whole Gemara wrong. And that, Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, was only talking about the announcement, about the proclamation. But Avada, the mitzvah, to be Mekadesh, through the Edim, Avada, that is something that exists according to all Tanoim. However, Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz is not alone. The Ritva, on that Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, that says, the Gemara's case that the Edim had to drive, and the Bezdin didn't have other options, was talking about Yom Lamed Aleph, that was Chal on Shabbos, Zokta Ritva, a small Ritva, in Rosh Hashanah, Chofam and Aleph, listen to the words of the Ritva. You can't wait any longer. Listen to the words of the Ritva. The kasover afilu sheloi bizmano mekachin also al pi hariya. What did the Ritva just say? That which Rav Yonis and Ibish has just asked is 100% correct. His question is not only correct, that this Gemara, says the Ritva, is only understood if you hold like who? Like Plamo in our Gemara. That holds only sheloi bizmano mekachin al pi hariya. But if you hold, and by the way, we don't paskin like that. If you hold like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, that holds what? That bizmano on day 30 mekachin, shalei bizmano im mekachin, according to the Ritva's understanding, not like the Minchas Chinuch, then what? Then you can't be mechal Shabbos, because the Ritva obviously understood our Gemara like the way we originally assumed. That there's no separate mitzvah called Mekudosh Mekudosh. Mekudosh Mekudosh is dependent on the mitzvah to be Koveya when Rosh Chodesh is. And if there's no mitzvah to be Koveya Rosh Chodesh, why? Because Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Katzalik says, Kvar Kachu Shamayim, it's automatic that it's Rosh Chodesh. So then what? So then there's not going to be mitzvah to announce it. The whole din in our Gemara, according to the Ritva, and it's going to affect Chilul Shabbos. Our machloikas, how to... Now, the Minchas Chinuch has Rishonim. He found the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah that says like him. That the understanding of our Gemara is all about the announcement. But Avada, everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah to be Mekabel the Eidim both on day 30 and 31, depending on what the story is. But the Ritva understood, no, our machloikas Tanoim is an unbelievable machloikas Tanoim that's going to have tremendous ramifications, la halacha, both about Chilul Shabbos and about something that I'm about to discuss in a second. This will have ramifications, in my opinion, actually in the Or Sameach's opinion, to each and every one of us, to a shiloh that I got, I think the last Rosh Chodesh. Comes along Taisus. Shekvar kachu v'ashamayim. Again, let's go back to this opinion. Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok said, bizmanu mekadshin, Shalei bizmano e mekadshin. Day 31, what do you need? So again, according to the Minchas Chinuch, what does that mean? That's an announcement issue. Is there a mitzvah for Beis Din to say Mekudosh Mekudosh with three dayan? According to the Ritva, no. That means whether or not you bechlal even, if it's day 31, let's not even accept Eidim anymore. There's no point. There's no mitzvah lekadosh al pi hariya anymore. There's no purpose of inviting the Eidim into Beis Din to cross-examine them. Kfar kachu b'ashamayim. Yesh b'farshim, there are those that explain, the Beis Din shel Maila, that the Beis Din above in heaven, mikachin also la'olam b'shas ha'molad. That Beis Din always automatically do it at the time of the molad. Whatever Adi announced, that's what the Beis Din shel Maila responds. Ve'ein nira, and I don't think it's correct. Dimkein bizmanu name kvar kachu v'ashamayim. If you understand like that, that it's dependent on the molad, so then you don't even need it by bizmanu. So then the whole Gemara doesn't, the Gemara says that there's an issue Shalei Bizmano, but Bizmano, there's still something that Bezdin has to be Mechadish down here. Elanira Kepir Shakunches, Perak Bez de Rosh Hashanah, to be Yoim Shloishim, Mamtinim Bezdin Shalmailu Le Bezdin Shalmata. Day 30, in heaven, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, and the Bezdin says, hold on, let's see what happens downstairs. If they're Mechadish, so we'll follow them. If they're not Mekadesh, right? Aval yoim shloishim ve'echod, she'iefsher shaloi kidshu ayoi. So now what? Mekadshin oisoi bashamayim min hashachar. So then what? Then, when exactly? This is very important. When is Beis Din shel Maila going to be Mekadesh? In the shachar shel yoim lamed aleph. Why am I making such a big deal about when is Beis Din mi Mekadesh in the Beis Din shel Maila in the Shachar? I want to know the following issue. Happens all the time. A person forgets Yalav Yovo, the Rosh Chodesh of the second night of Rosh Chodesh. What's the din? Who was there? Someone was with me. It was Elliot. I told him it was coming up. So this is a din in the Magen Avraham. He quotes the Binyan Ariel. It wasn't so posh in the place game. What's the din? Because If you say, what? The first day is Rosh Chodesh, and now what? It's automatically Rosh Chodesh. What's the reason we don't say? What's the reason the Gemara in Brachos says we don't say Yal V'Yavol? We don't repeat Yal V'Yavol. And it's only Lichat Chila. That's not the reason the Gemara says. What's the reason? Emekachnas L'Chodesh Balayla. Because really, Kiddush HaChodesh does not exist Balayla. So therefore, okay, Lichat Chila, say it, but if you don't, so then we're not going to make you go back because it's not a real deal. It's really on Shabbos. But once it's the second day already, it's automatically Rosh Chodesh. We don't need your Kiddush. So then what? So obviously you should repeat it. But once I see this Taisus, and this Taisus says no, Beis Din Shel Milo only makes the Rosh Chodesh when? In the following morning. So then what? The same halacha that applied the first night is actually applicable to the second night. Moreover, Rabbeisai, Lefi Anias Daiti, this is totally on two girsos in our Gemara. Toisus is girsa, the first three words, the Dibra Matzil. Shekvar Kitshu, what's the next word? Bachamayim. Means the Shamayim is actually being Mekadesh. There's actually a Maisa Kiddush of Shamayim. The Ran in the Chidushi Aran in our Gemara has another Girsa. Shekvar Kitshu Shamayim. Says the Ran, you know what that means, Shekvar Kitshu Shamayim? It's just another word of saying that what? Me'elov. It's automatic. No one does. Stop getting all drushes over here and stop talking. Bezin Shomayla is for Rosh Hashanah drushes. It's not no Nogea for Yala the Yovo. Come on, says the Ran. It just means it happens. There's no way this can't be Rosh Chodesh. If there's no way this can't be Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi says, so what does that mean? That means that what? That you should repeat Yala the Yovo the second night. Like the Ran, you should repeat Yala the Yovo the second night. Says the Or Sameach, in his Chidushim on the Rambam, he thinks the Rambam paskins like Rav Lozer Rav Tzadok, Bizmano Mekadshim, Shaloi Bizmano Ein Mekadshim, says the Or Sameach like the Ritva, that if you're not being Koiveya Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam held, there's no reason to even say Mekudosh Mekudosh, because what? It automatically is Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, says the Or Sameach, I'm taking it one step further, and therefore the second night, if you forgot Yal V'Yavol, there's not going to be a Maisa Kiddush. It's no matter how you slice it, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. There is no Maisa Kviyus of Beis Din to be Koiveh. It's automatic that it's Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, there's not going to be any language of Mekudosh, Mekudosh, because we already know what day Rosh Chodesh is. And therefore, says the Or Sameach, I think that you should repeat Yal V'Yavol if you forget it the second night. However, Rabbeisai, Taisus clearly understands Shekvar Kitshu Bashomayim, that there's a Maisa Kiddush, that Beis Din Jomaila, and there's a Beis Din that we're still waiting to do what? To be Koiveya when Rosh Chodesh is? No. We don't need that. We know what it is. We just need what? We need an announcement. There's still an inyan of announcing which day Rosh Chodesh is. And for that, Beis Din Shomayla, they're not going to accept Edim. They're not going to do that. But there's something to the idea of saying Mekudosh Mekudosh relevant for Beis Din Shomayla, even if they're not going to be Mekabel Edim. Moreover, Rabbeisai, sounds like our Taisus and our din of whether or not we say Yal V'Yavol the second night might come back to this issue of the Minchas Chinuch and the Ritva. Is there a separate entity called announcing Mekudosh Mekudosh outside of being Mekabel Edim? And therefore, I take this Gemara very literally, that Beis Din Shomayla actually sits there in their long frocks, and they're sitting there clapping away saying, Mekudosh Mekudosh, even though there's no Kviyas HaChodesh, even though there's no Kabbalah Ta'idus, and they're not one and the same? Or do I say, no, come on. If you're not going to go through the process and the procedure, if you're not going to understand that what we're talking about over here in this whole sugya, like the Ritva says, is to be Koiveya Rosh Chodesh, and only once you have Kviyas Rosh Chodesh, then do you have the culmination, which is now an announcement of Mekudosh Mekudosh, but an independent mitzvah called Kiddush, Mekudosh Mekudosh. I never heard of such a thing, argues the Or Sameach. And therefore, there is no reason to be Mekadesh or for Beis Din to do anything and to announce anything because they're not being Koveya the Chodesh. It's something that happens automatically. So Rabbeisai, it comes out that these Lishnas in the Gemara, these two approaches of whether or not you're understanding our Gemara, of is it automatic Or is it that Bezdin is actually announcing it, might actually emanate from our original discussion about whether or not the Machlokes Tanoim over here, the four opinions, are actually debating a separate issue like the Minchas Chinuch argued, that there's a concept called proclaiming Rosh Chodesh, irrespective of whether or not you're receiving Edim or not? Or do you hold that no, the whole discussion, the whole issue on the table from the entire sugya, yeah, there is an aspect of an announcement, but it's only after the culmination of receiving Edim and deciphering whether or not this is actually Rosh Chodesh. And whether or not you're going to take literally Beis Din doing a Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh on the second day will depend on whether or not we're actually figuring it out over here, or we're just making an announcement, which potentially could have nafkaminas about Yalav Yava. And obviously we paskin, according to the way the cheshbon that we're making, we paskin that you do not repeat Yalav Yava the second night, which means we hold like the mahalach of the Minchas Chinuch, that there's an inyan of being saying Mekudosh, Mekudosh, outside of being Kovei and deciphering whether or not the day is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Beis Din is actually on the 31st day in the morning saying the words Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Yeah.
What constrains Beis Din to being Mekachin Asav Shvayim in HaShachar? Also says in HaShachar, Shemayim to be Mekachin Balayim.
Who says? Why isn't Avi's Gemara applicable to Bezdin? Bezdin follows what we do. The rules down here. Maybe Bezdin, that's the Pashas, is Bezdin has to follow the halachos that apply down here. They're trying to mimic the Bezdin downstairs.
We have to be, whether it's Bezdin,
yeah.
What kind of Hezbollah and what to do and not to do, that's for us to do. Why would a Bezdin show Milo
have to do this?
But
there's a... But the Minchas Chinuch is telling you there's a mitzvah. So Beis Din Shomayla wants to do a mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Shalom keeps, the Gemara tells us the Rabbeinu Shalom keeps all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's only according to the Yisrael of the Minchas Chinuch you can understand a literal reading of this Gemara like this. 100%. Yeah.
But agents come and they have to look at, and some of them are fake, and they have to decide are they fake or real.
That's the question. So the Minchas Chinuch says they have to decide.
Right? Oh, so they